Okay, so I'm sorry, if you went over it.
No, we were waiting for you.
Okay, thank you.
Has everyone signed in who's here? Would everyone please sign in?
Thank you. You can bring it back with you if you don't mind. Thank you. Okay, sorry. We have one, Rose, we have one from November, that was the last one.
We have one set of minutes from November, I think it was the 9th or 7th.
November 7th.
Seventh, November 7th.
Raymond, you got an extra pen down there?
I got more pens, you know what to do with.
That's good.
Okay. Anytime you're ready.
Okay, so the first case is West Turf. You already approved this case. They want to do an expansion, and it requires them to dig a bigger retention pond and also chew up some parking spots.
But still meeting, again, it's not our board's purview, but yeah. Still meeting the minimum requirements?
Still meets the minimum requirements. And the retention pond isn't your purview either, it's engineering.
Okay, but interior green space?
Interior green space is fine.
Okay.
In an effort to make sure that there's nothing missing, we could send it back to the building inspector for review. He changed nothing on it. So this project, basically what you're doing is approving, reapproving something you approved.
Well, with the changes.
Yeah.
That's changed.
Yeah.
Okay. I remember this, yes. Okay.
Okay.
Number two?
No, number two is another one you've already approved. And we are in an article, I'm waiting until John gets settled.
Article 78?
Yeah. Can you hear me, John?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
It's hard to hear you in the community activity.
I did tell you that this afternoon.
I know you did.
We were just following you, John.
But we are,
that's dangerous.
We are in Article 78 with several of the neighbors. And by we, I mean the town, not necessarily the Conservation Board. And so the recommendation with any Article 78, and I checked this with John again, is?
In terms of people appearing?
Correct.
Or in terms of putting forward any?
Well, they're entitled to observe the meeting.
That is correct.
And that, but when we're in Article 78, because it's a legal proceeding.
So we're not going to allow somebody to talk then?
Correct.
That's correct.
Okay. Sorry, if you're all here for that.
Well, but you still need
but
to discuss.
But you still listen to the.
We do that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you need
and if
to.
Everyone just please sign in.
For that, can you and then, not accept the letter?
Yes.
Sure, we can accept the letter. Do you have one for everyone?
As long as you don't talk.
Yes.
Well, again, it's not a public hearing. We're not prohibiting people from speaking between and among themselves.
Oh.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So the argument, I mean, do we want to include the merits, John, or not?
Merits of?
Of the Article 78.
No.
Okay. But are we here to, so it was already approved, that's why they're arguing that it's arbitrary and capricious?
As is always the case with the Supreme Court and zoning cases, they say that the record was not properly completed and they will send it back to local municipality to pump up the record. In this case, it isn't the Conservation Board's ruling. It was the Planning Board.
It was the Planning Board.
Right. So okay. This is just an administrative.
Okay, and we are just a recommending organization or board anyway. We don't make the final decision.
That's correct.
It's the Town Board or the Planning Board in this case.
That is correct.
Okay.
There is one change from when you approved this before. The new landscape plan has about four or five areas where there's additional landscaping that you didn't require.
Okay, so it's a betterment.
It's a betterment.
It's a betterment. So that's really not impactful other than it's a betterment.
Okay. There's also a letter in the file from...
This letter that we got?
No.
Okay.
Different one. I believe we sent this out, copies to you. May have been the Planning Board. But it's from Kathleen Wabick. It's
related to...
Her and her husband's project, so the letter obviously is very positive for the, towards the project and that.
For West Her?
No, for...
But Wabick is, John Wabick is West Her?
He's both.
He's both, okay.
He's number one on West Her, number two, case number two for Holy Face.
Got it.
The letter from Catherine Wabick is in case two.
Yep, okay, good.
Okay.
Let's just give us a minute to just read this if we could.
Yep.
Are Russ and Amy here? Just curious. Hello.
So, can I just ask for clarity then? This is coming back to us as an agenda item tonight because there is...
A change.
Well, there are two things. Supreme Court sent it back for a complete reconsideration. And really what they're asking for was a larger record at the planning board level. And we're looking at the conservation.
Okay, so I'm just not clear what we're going to do with this item tonight.
Are we considering this de novo then? Are we brand new? Is it?
I would suggest it's just an administrative.
Okay, but are they asking for, are we going to grant a motion? Is the petitioner going to be here?
Probably not. My suggestion is that you entertain a motion to reaffirm your decision on the first pass.
And again, just so everyone knows, unfortunately, we don't have a quorum here tonight, but in order to not prejudice any petitioners, the three people that have letters before our board, we're going to make recommendations to approve or disapprove and ask other board members, and Rami, you'll do the
task. And review the case again.
Yeah, and review the case and see if we have enough to have an affirmative vote.
What was the Latin you were using?
De novo.
De novo, brand new.
It's a little Chevy. It was made years ago.
Okay. Yes, it's a Nova. Pinto, whatever.
Okay. Told you before, you can't use Latin.
Okay. De minimis.
FC Dixit Buster.
Okay. So that's the second case. The third case is a warehouse on California. Where is Joe? California, right?
You're a regular here, Joe.
It's got four projects in 1 year.
It was senior for years. And
yeah, but this is on California Road, 4000 California Road. The landscape plan looks pretty good. We'll pass it out when we get to the third case. And you said Jim Bannell's handling this?
Okay. Is he coming tonight, Joe, to make the...
I have Carmina Woods with us.
Okay, and I know Chris is out of town. So you're Chris, you guys are Chris tonight.
Yeah.
Okay, so three cases.
Yep. And is John Wabick coming for number one?
I don't think so.
So we're just going to consider the submission.
Correct.
Okay, and same with number two.
Well, is there a submission for number two? I haven't seen anything on it.
Because we didn't get anything in the email.
Right, right, yeah. Right.
There's a whole file there.
I think what Rami is saying, John, is that we approved it before. They're asking us to simply reaffirm it or not reaffirm it, subject to getting enough votes to do so. And again, we're only a recommending board. We're not a decision-making board.
And the real crux of it is the action that you guys take here, and not that it's meaningless, but it doesn't really have an impact on the project going forward or not going forward. The real crux of it's the planning board, because the planning
sure,
board
that
will make actual
we're not a respondent in the Article 78, are we?
No.
Oh, well, owning the to the effect that you're a sub
part of the town.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but you weren't.
But we're not named.
You weren't singled out.
And I wasn't here. I've never seen it, so I'm struggling to understand how I can affirm it.
Well,
we can abstain.
We can abstain, I think.
Yeah, you can abstain, or we could review the file here if you feel comfortable in and showing what's in the file. Yeah. I mean, I think you can explain it fairly well.
You got 10 minutes anyways before you...
Let's do that now.
Do you want me to go again?
Yeah, why don't you come up with me because you...
Oh, it's upstairs?
Yeah.
Sorry.
But this is much nicer than the community center.
Nicer?
If we need something, it's right upstairs. Community center is...
No pickleball here.
Give us a couple minutes.
Sure. And again, I'm not asking on the merits. Are all, you are all neighbors of number two?
No water.
It's all relative.
So how are things up here?
Good. We did get the land adjacent to us. It was a real purchase. Yeah, so that was really a good thing.
Which end of the street are you on?
Murphy towards Dewar and Armor. There was the 19 acre parcel there. So adjacent to our house, so we were able to kind of, without more.
So you're on the Armor?
We're towards Newton and towards Chestnut Ridge, yeah.
Okay. I grew up on the Armor.
Jim, do you mind signing in as well?
Oh, you did. So, well, here's Armor, 19 Armor, Murphy. We're like maybe a mile down.
So we're the newer house.
Yeah, like we're actually, yeah. Yeah, you grew up on it.
I did similar ring.
It was an IA, and he built three of the houses.
I had one just like that, really happy.
Before it was...
Oh, it was
Tungsten.
Tungsten, it's right here.
We used to drive that way to get to our...
Carry on with it.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
He's married, though.
Yeah, thanks for the offer.
Y'all have it. Crazy. Took a while to get used to it, it felt weird.
Rich, what is the value in our front number two?
I think they just want to show continuity.
Yeah. You shouldn't explain it. Well, you could say no. You could say abstain. And it's going to be a recommendation for them.
Don't put that on there.
And again, we're only recommending for agency. They're not, the Article 78, as I understand it, is against the planning board.
Sure, no, that I understand. But if
this was going back, because they said send it back to us. They sent it back to the town, the Supreme Court. Do you know Dan Ward?
I know. No, I don't know him personally.
Dan was a former counsel. He was a supervisor at Amherst.
Yeah.
His brother was the elections commissioner, Democrat, obviously. And married to a... I'm sorry, his brother is married to a county legislator. I know, I think her name is Michelle.
Now, you were in a bank, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess.
No, they just put it in, I think, when there was.
It's an active lawsuit.
You mean in terms of the meeting?
Yeah, like I think they think something's going to come out of it.
Well, I think they're here just to listen more than anything else. So, process question. You're the deputy.
I am.
Tim is the town attorney.
He is.
The prosecutor is Charles Lucina?
Yes.
I kind of lost track of it. Tim was.
Tim was, I know that, because I used to call him all the time.
I probably Charles.
Okay. Chuck.
Yep. Good guy.
Yeah, I've talked to him. I met him at a fundraiser.
Hanging Chuck.
Okay. I've got a couple of matters before the town court, and he's just not getting back to me. But I've got his cell. I didn't want to use it, but I'm going to use it. Because I had talked to him before. Is he ever in the office here?
No. Sure.
He's got a private practice. Just yes. On the court night. Yeah. Okay.
Traffic matter?
Yeah. And he already agreed to a settlement, but
of course,
everyone. But it's never easy anymore. I do it, I don't charge him before I jump on here, it's a pay.
Exactly. Not everything.
I've got one in the county of Amherst outside of Syracuse.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I must have spent 6 hours on it, getting a hold of the bifurcated. One is the DA, and the other one is the town attorneys, or prosecuting attorney. And it's just impossible to get them on the same page.
I was going to ask if you were interested in going forward, how would that process work? No, I do. I just think if one or the other, can you be on, you can't be on both, right?
No.
One or the other.
I don't know. I don't.
Because we're running short of people.
We need.
I'm not an interested in planning. Kevin written a letter.
There's more substantive planning.
How did you want?
What's going on?
Yeah, it seems very interesting, for sure.
And the CBA is a big deal. Judicial board.
Yeah, that was definitely, I had to go present to the zoning board.
4 years out.
Yeah, because you had to get a zoning variance for a property. It was very intimidating.
Come on.
We were attorney.
Doing this for years.
Okay. You were the village attorney.
Yeah, 28 years.
Wow.
I was the village prosecutor.
And the prosecutor.
Hey, you're from the area.
Is Dan King still the village justice attorney?
No, he didn't run last time. It is. Cosgrove, Jim Cosgrove.
And then one of the marshals was it before? He has a little attorney. And his brother is a Supreme Court judge.
His brother is dead.
His brother, Fred died. From what?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I know.
What size shoe do you wear?
13.
Oh, okay.
Or 14. It depends on the shoe. Some are 13, some are 14. I have a big foot.
How tall are you?
6'1".
Okay. My son-in-law is, he's the shortest one, and I think he's 6'4".
Oh, wow.
All his family.
Wow.
So my little grandsons are getting way tall. And my daughter's 5'9", so. Yeah, I got one. This is a letter from Kathleen.
Do you need one?
No, Kathleen Wavik wrote the letter.
But his brother is out of charge, Supreme Court judge.
There's another letter. This was the one in the file.
Okay, great. Thank you. One more here. I don't know if you want to see it.
We've all got one now.
Randy, why don't we open the meeting and do the other ones, and then we can, unless you think we can do this quick.
Should get older. We have more trouble separating paper and stuff.
No, should go see a doctor.
Doesn't. Yeah, and I went to the doctors a few years ago, and they said I was fine. And I thought, no, I'm not.
Yeah,
okay.
So on both of these is the original stuff that they submitted, and then they're showing the additional stuff that you didn't ask for to be extra.
So these are the betterments the inserts. This is what was submitted first.
Yep.
And it meets the minimum requirements.
Yep.
And they're not asking for any special considerations.
No variances.
Okay. And the landscape architect is, who is it?
Nussbaumer
is the surveyor, I would assume. Right? Who the landscape architect is.
Nuss Clark
is a engineer surveyor.
It's Robert Walter.
Robert Walter.
Is this the original?
It's updated.
Oh, okay.
So it's definitely the one you should be looking at.
Okay. Does it have the percentage of green space and all that on it?
I think they might have written it up here.
Required interior, provided interior.
Okay.
Well, we did down there. From
Yeah, why don't we do that? Why don't we start the meeting? Okay. 7 p.m., calling the meeting to order. In accordance with the provisions of the ethics law of the town of Orchard Park, it is incumbent upon any conservation board member with a financial or business relationship with any petitioner coming before this board to dispose this relationship and, if warranted, to recuse him or herself from any matter involving that petitioner. Any petitioner coming before this board is a relative of or is a financial or business relationship with any officer or employee of the town of Orchard Park must disclose the nature and extent of such relationship in accordance with the provisions of the ethics law of the town of Orchard Park. Please let the record reflect that we have a record number of excused members tonight. Amy, Tom, Melissa, and Dave are all excused. Kyle is not here, and he is not excused. We have three.
No, Kyle wasn't reappointed.
He wasn't reappointed. Oh, that's right. This is from from last year. Okay. And we do have openings, correct?
We have one. We have one for the alternate.
Okay.
John was moved up from the alternate to a full member.
I guess. Okay.
That means he buys a round of beers at some point in time.
I remember that. That's true.
And we now need an alternate.
That's the initiation. Okay. And again, as a result of not having a quorum, we're going to listen to the three matters tonight, and if so warranted, take a vote of, among the three people who are here today, the voting members. And in the event, and Ramey offered to reach out to the other four excused members and see if they have enough, and see if they're willing to vote in order to bring this matter, to any of these matters or all these matters, for a decision. So has everyone had a chance to read the minutes from the November meeting? Okay. Any changes, suggestions, modifications at all?
No.
Subject to securing enough votes for approval of the minutes, do I hear a motion to approve as submitted?
Move to
by
approve.
By John. Second. By Bernie.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Hearing none opposed. the planning director will try to get additional votes to approve these minutes from November. The first matter on the agenda is Conservation Board File 3223, 3580 Southwestern Boulevard. Applicant is requesting Conservation Board approval of submitted landscape plan. The town board referred this to the Conservation Board on November 6th. And it's my understanding that this is the second time we're seeing this, correct, Raymond?
Correct. And I think the petitioner, Jim, are you here?
Oh, yeah, Andy Goff from Nelson Palmer and Clark.
Great.
Hi.
Just please sign in to Andy.
Sure, thank you. I'll be honest with you, I didn't expect to be here tonight for this particular project. But
are you a neighbor?
No.
Number two?
I'm with Mel Spomer and Clark.
Right.
We did the landscaping plan for 3552 Southwestern Boulevard.
Okay.
And happy to answer any questions that you have. I know that we're designed to be in compliance with your code, meet your interior green space requirements. We had this project approved many years ago for a different type of use. We had done the expansion on the parking area. That project was tabled, and West Church decided to move forward with doing a building addition on their existing corporate headquarters.
And that came before us, before, which we approved.
Yep.
Phase one, if you want to call it that. And this is phase two, a revised plan.
It's a revised plan. Yeah.
And nothing has changed other than you've created some better landscaping.
Correct.
Enhanced
yes.
landscaping.
Yep.
Okay. Can you see this for me? And as a result, you're submitting a new landscape value form as well?
Yes, that was also submitted.
I think that was
basically
an email.
We reduced the amount of parking. We changed the landscaping. The configuration is similar to what was done before, except for there's an addition on the building. And we enhanced the landscaping on the plan that was submitted.
So you've lost some parking spaces, but
yes.
You still, as a result, comply with the minimum green space?
Correct.
Is there any interior green space here, Ramey? Because there's not 40, whatever the number is, 41?
They didn't hit the magic number. So.
Okay, yeah. So you're still below that, so you don't need interior green space. And any questions, Bernie?
No, I saw that in the email.
What are the percentages as they meet town code here? I mean,
it should be on the plan
that's
itself.
That's what I'm looking for, and maybe it's over there in small print, and I can't see it from here.
I don't see it here either. Maybe a better eyes.
I believe this is the landscaping.
That's the cost.
Just describing the landscaping
right.
detail, but as far as percentages, I think, on the interior that we were below the...
So if anything...
We've reduced this from the previous plan,
right,
the footprint of the project.
So if you met
it before.
Right, so if you met the requirements last time, you're taking away parking, you're adding additional green space, so if anything, it's a betterment.
It's
a greater percentage.
Right. Okay.
So as a result of that, but do you have any specific questions on
no,
this?
No, no.
I don't...
Yeah, I have.
Oh, you got it. Okay, good.
I don't either. And again, subject to us securing approvals from some of the board members who are absent tonight, I'd make a motion to approve the plan as submitted.
Second.
John, second.
Rich?
Yes.
On the question? One of the things we've been checking recently is just to make sure that whatever dollar amount is on the landscape evaluation form, that it appears reasonable for the number of trees, shrubs, and bushes.
Could you do us a favor, since neither John nor I nor Bernie have the expertise, and talk to Dave or someone else?
Okay.
To, as part of their approval?
Yeah. I mean, it looks, my initial look at is it looks good and is a fair evaluation, but what we're trying to do is get that on the record
okay.
in the minutes, because we've had a couple where we go back and...
And I think you raised this last time.
I did, and I'm putting together some history for us so we
great.
Can compare over time.
Yeah. And
obviously, six times 600 is right or 36, in the range.
The math
yeah.
is correct.
Yeah, the
I
math
know
is good.
We came up with ourselves initially, and we gave it to the landscape architect, and he corrected our numbers a little bit.
Yeah,
so.
Okay.
Okay, so again, we have a seven-person board, and among the members are some experts in this subject matter, so we will ask them. Made a motion to approve. It was seconded by John. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So subject to securing at least two more votes?
One
more vote. Then and then actually asking that the landscape value form is reviewed and approved, your project will be approved. And we don't want to prejudice you, so we don't want to make you come back here unnecessarily. So in the next couple weeks?
Hopefully a couple of days.
Couple of days.
I just need someone who's available during the day to come in to the planning office and take a look at it.
David texted me early. He said he'd be willing to do that.
Okay, good.
Great.
Okay.
Well, good luck with your project.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
Can I keep one for my database?
Oh. We're going to get hard numbers.
Yeah. Okay, so that's done.
Okay, so number two, do we have, Ramey, do we have anyone doing this for the petitioner or not?
Sorry, wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, no problem.
No.
Okay. So my understanding is there's an Article 78 proceeding brought by some of the attendees tonight, so we can't have any of them, as a result of the litigation, cannot have any of them speak tonight. But it appears this project was previously approved, right, Ramey?
Correct.
And it's coming back to us for a reaffirmation of the prior approval. And has anything changed since the prior
nope.
approval?
No. Well, there's the landscaping improvements that yes,
the all
there.
Called out here, yeah. right?
The I think it's called the reflection pond.
Over
is,
here.
Yeah, is a little deeper than originally proposed, so the engineering doesn't have an issue with that. But like, just one thing about this Article 78. One of the reasons the judge kicked it back to the planning board, as I said, primarily in this board, is because we didn't file notification with the Erie County Planning Board. There is no Erie County Planning Board. So the judge it doesn't understand much about land use. That's not to say it's a good project or a bad project. It's just that the judge doesn't always talk about it.
It's your opinion.
Yeah.
So should it have gone to environment planning? Is that what?
Well, it went to, it did.
Okay.
It went to Erie County Environment Plan. That for every planning board, and even in the smallest of towns. I mean, I was involved with projects like this on the CBA in the town of Boston, which is probably a third the size of Orchard Park. But there's just a standard procedure. You take the information that you're given, you send it to the county receives the information, and then sends back either a letter of, you need to look at this, this is inappropriate, or no comment, the project's, whatever you want to do with it, it's fine, we don't have any comment. We received a letter from the county that said no recommendation, dated, signed,
okay,
which meant that they got everything that they want.
Why were we, why is this going through the county rather than the town?
It came to the town first.
Goes to the town, we then send it to the, there is no planning board for the county. At one point there was a dual planning board for Erie and Niagara counties. Mm-hmm. I was a member actually. But no, there is no county planning board. There's a county planning department.
Yeah.
That's
big difference.
Led by the commissioner of the deputy commissioner of environment planning, DEP, and that person checks boxes and makes sure that all the submissions are correct. And they did affirmatively approve this and said no comments and sent it back to the town. And then the planning board subsequently approved it.
Subsequently, first you approved it.
Beyond that.
Then the planning board approved it.
Sent it to DEP.
Yep.
They said no comments.
We get this received all the applicable permits that they needed to operate. And the Article 78 was instituted. That puts a halt on everything.
Right, it's a stay, right?
Yeah, but the Article 78, to the best of my knowledge, was instituted after the project was done. So that raises the tricky question of how much you're allowed to operate, if you're allowed to operate. That's for the attorneys to work out with the judge. And
I'm just curious, why is this being submitted with these improvements? Is it to address concerns?
Well, no. I've been doing this since 2006, and every project that West Hur or John Wabick has been involved in, if you ask for 8 evergreens on the berm, they put 10. If you ask for 6 flowering plants that are going to grow to be 6 or 8 feet high, they'll double the number. They've been, from that aspect, and you know, there's a lot of ways of looking at every company, but from that aspect, they've been a good corporate neighbor. I go out and do the landscaping verification after 3 years.
For the release of the bond?
Yeah.
Or for the release of the money?
And whoever the person is at Wester for at that time that is responsible for making sure it gets done. If something's dead or dying, they replace
right.
it.
It's got to be a viability aspect of releasing the money.
Yeah. So I think what the applicant is trying to do is show you that they're continuing that manner of dealing with the community.
Okay. Well, again, there's not much more we can do at this point. They're asking for reaffirmation. I would make a motion to reaffirm our approval and subsequently make a new approval. John, do you want to recuse yourself?
Well, I'd like to ask a couple of questions.
Sure.
When was this initially approved?
What was the date?
This is a new one, right?
So it would
this
be
is December 29th, 2023.
Yeah, so this is the resubmission.
The new one.
But when was it originally approved?
I'd have to go up and get the old file.
Round about?
2 years.
2 years, okay. So we, this board approved a plan 2 years ago. Now we're reaffirming the plan 2 years later. What responsibility do we have to ensure that actually what was approved 2 years ago is in fact in place and therefore might impact our ability or interest in approving this resubmitted plan?
So the way it works is they put up a 50% of the value of the landscaping.
Yeah.
Then they make an application and Ramey or someone else goes out to make sure that the plantings are viable and alive, and then we release the monies, but we're not at that point yet.
That I understand, but we're I'm just trying to put the pieces together because we approved it, say, 2 years ago.
There's been 3 site inspections.
There have been. This is helpful.
I did one. Tom Ostrander, the deputy town engineer, did one, and I said three, right?
You said three.
I said three. I did one. Tom, no. And Tom, the building, yeah, Tom Miner, the building inspector, did one.
Okay. And when were those done? Roundabout?
Over the last.
Mine was done probably a year ago.
Okay.
And the other two were done different time frames?
Yeah. Yeah, with different things. Engineering needs to go out and check different things, and I would check, or Tom Miner would check.
So we had a plan 2 years ago that approved was met all of the town requirements for the plan. It was approved by this board.
Well, recommended by.
Or recommended
to the other boards.
Thank
yes.
you for that. That's absolutely yes. important, and the clarity is important. We recommended it for approval. There have been site inspections since to see that approved or recommended plan has been in fact followed. Now we're just being asked to reaffirm that the plan that was established 2 years ago and has been followed up on over the last 2 years is in fact acceptable within the regulations of the town.
With improvements.
Noting that there have been improvements.
Or betterments.
Whatever, betterments. Whatever. Okay. Did I get that right?
Pure poetry.
And at what point, putting the Article 78 proceeding aside, at what point will the petitioner make a motion or ask for the return of the 50% of the cash?
It's
does three, it start over
three,
or is
three
it?
Years, and if we're using an estimate that they're 2 years into the 3 years, it would be next year, a year from now.
So these, what about these other improvements? Because this is a betterment.
Those we don't need to inspect.
Because that wasn't the original. This
Correct.
Is just above and beyond.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, so they're not going to look at 3 years from plantings of these.
No.
For because there's no additional monies put in.
So we're not approving those.
Right.
We're not approving the betterments. We're just
Correct.
Approving.
But we're acknowledging that.
Understood.
Yeah.
Understood.
Yeah. That whatever was approved before is better now from a landscape
perspective. Aware of it.
Okay. So again, I would make a motion to reaffirm. John?
I'll second.
Bernie?
To reaffirm
our prior approval, subject to securing approvals from the other board members who need to be canvassed.
This would be a vote for.
I would like to abstain just from the because I wasn't part of the project before.
No problem. No, neither was John, but
he
heard the arguments here.
Yeah.
Okay, and then hearing nothing further, that'll be our recommendation, subject to you securing two votes from among the other four board members who are not here. Okay, and there's really probably no need to verify the landscape value plan because it's already approved.
Yep.
Unless you want
it. Should have been implemented, right?
It's already there, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, as we're doing now, noting that, you know, we've reviewed the values and they're good. Whatever was good last time it was approved, and it's better now.
Okay. Thank God there's no beavers up there.
No. Okay. Sorry.
Can non-litigants speak or not?
No.
It's not a public hearing. I apologize.
Well, you had just specified that.
Yeah.
So I just wanted
I just wanted to acknowledge.
I have my expectation.
Yeah.
When you said
just wanted you to acknowledge that you're here.
Yeah.
And
thank you.
I know you have concerns, but at the end of the day, it's in litigation, and we can't open up another door.
Yeah. You just
Yeah. Thank you. Number three, you're welcome to stay for number three. Conservation Board File 38-2023, 4000 California Road. Jim? Joe?
Good
Now you got to stand up here and certainly go to the lectern and be like, or stand there. You're Chris Wood tonight.
I am Chris Wood tonight. Doug Face from
Yes, Creative I remember. Design.
I'm Dan, that patron.
So we're here presenting a landscape plan for the project on California Road. It's phase two of an approved concept. Phase one is this building here. So it's being built now. This is phase two, this new building. We are meeting the overall landscape of the plans for open space. Landscaping that we're showing here is a similar design to what was done with the first building. One major change that's happening is an existing driveway here that we are shifting. Here's kind of better line with Ellis Road, and then we're filling in the gap that kind of left by that driveway.
Are you planning additional phases, Joe? Or is this?
Not right now, no.
Not right now, this is it. Okay.
Yeah. Here's another copy of this one.
Yeah, let's, if you could just share it among the three of us. So it's an 11,000 square foot warehouse.
And this is all industrial, so there's no neighbors or anything
correct.
Here?
We own this one.
Okay.
Where is the, I know you had a car detailing place in California.
That's the other side of Southwest.
Other side of Southwest, yeah. Okay.
So this is where Wings is.
This is Ellis, okay, I got it. Here.
And then that apartment complex that they're trying to put in is over in this area right now.
Right. And is there a landscape value estimate for him as well?
That's the one.
And this is some.
This has all been submitted, yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
Again, you probably heard, since none of us, the three of us, have the expertise, we're going to.
Neither do I. That's where the architect did it.
Yep. And your and your landscape architect, Robert Walter.
Yes.
He stamped it.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah, I printed those ones off. To
yep. Yep. Okay. John, any questions? I know you're doing an analysis.
Just real quick.
And again, Dave Ward will. verify hopefully that the
just comparing,
value is appropriate.
Just comparing the last two. Yeah, we'll accept the values as being appropriate, although it's not
subject to Dave's approval.
Subject to Dave's approval.
Okay.
Otherwise, no.
Any questions on the submission?
Again, percentage of green space, we all in line there?
Yep.
Okay.
Bernie?
Where is that written? Percentage of green space? Okay. And what's that?
Required provided.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's
got it.
By more half an acre than. Half an acre more than it's required.
Great.
Interior.
Let's say 20%.
35. Provided 35. Oh, building height. That's yeah. Building height.
There's no interior parking because
there's no interior because right. You don't meet the 40 or 41 spaces. Okay. I have no questions.
No
Bert.
Questions.
No.
Yep.
I'll make a motion to approve subject to Ramey securing one more vote, yes, one more vote from among the three board members, and also securing Dave Ward's opinion that the landscape value estimate as submitted is appropriate.
Second.
She beat you to it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Hearing none. It's approved, subject to what I just said. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Joe, you want this back?
I think no, Remy's going to keep it. We'll see you guys on the next one.
But I mean, like, are we able to see the plan?
I'm sure we can't get the car
there. Oh, gotcha.
Sure.
And
we have anything else, or should I move to adjourn?
No,
no, we got
yeah,
one
yeah,
more.
Okay, I got one more.
Oh, okay.
It's like a restaurant with the.
Randy, do you want me to give this to Rich so he
nope,
has
I'm
it?
Take care.
You're gonna? Okay.
I don't want to mess these up. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. 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 Yeah.
at this room.
Get Ernie in here.
Okay, I guess we have one more item, Randy.
So we have a conservation easement request.
It's a new one.
Yes. Full disclosure, it's from Anna's in-laws. Anna, who's our other secretary for this. So what we have is a form that we fill out where, and we haven't done this in a long time because we haven't had a new conservation easement request for 3 years, I think, 4 years. But it's a way of evaluating the property to determine if we want to grant the easement to it or not.
How many acres is it?
This is, they want to put 29.57 acres.
How, what duration?
In the 15 years.
Okay.
So what it requires is someone to go out and look at the property and fill this out. As I said, we haven't done this in a while. The weather is starting to turn. And there's a March 1st deadline about getting the paperwork and everything
from
filled
a tax
out
standpoint.
From a tax standpoint.
Okay. Is it contiguous to any other conservation easements?
Not that I'm
open
aware
areas?
Of. Yeah, not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Although this area, this is up on Bunting Road.
Near Dave.
It's
oh, so it's, that would make sense to me at least.
Yeah, well, I'm a little hesitant to dump everything on Dave now.
He's very willing, but it's, well, whatever. I mean,
So you want me to go to Dave?
Anyone else want to volunteer? Do you know what you're looking for?
No.
We had this discussion before when our absentee board member asked, you know, there's a form that we fill out. And it's got all this criteria, but it doesn't say what passes and what doesn't.
Right.
That we at some point should address that and make that form a little more user-friendly.
Yep.
To whatever the minimum is. I mean,
do we volunteer to go with them and learn, but I wouldn't know.
You're looking at it, you know, is it near another, is it contiguous to another open space? Would it make a nice open area? And again, what we're doing is, what the petitioner is doing is providing this for 15 years, for which they get a tax break. Their assessment is lowered for a period of time. And if they change their mind and want to develop this land, then not only do they have to give back the tax break monies that they have saved, but there's additional penalties and damages that they have to pay as well.
Do we know if the land is accessible and could be developed?
Well,
that's one of the criteria.
Question. It's supposed to be, by the way it's written in our code, it's supposed to be land that's developable.
Yeah, we can't give a jurisdictional wetland.
Yeah, we can't take wetlands because you can't build that anyway. So it's always going to be wet.
Yeah, sure. No, we did have that one issue, though, where there was a request for an easement that was in the middle of property. It couldn't be accessed. It couldn't be developed.
It was landlocked, too.
Yeah, landlocked.
Right.
My point is, if we know that now, if we could see it on a map or something, it would be short work for the for the inspection, right? If we were to know that it couldn't be developed.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'll see if I can get an engineering map.
A tax map or something like that.
Okay.
Okay. And is this part of the parcel they own?
Yeah.
But we'll find out if it's got frontage.
Yeah. It has frontage, and they've carved out the house and, is there a barn on that?
There's a barn.
They've carved out the house and the barn out of the easement. So they can develop that if they want. Yeah, they left enough room if they wanted to throw another garage up or something.
And the longer the easement, the duration of the easement, the bigger, in perpetuity, it's a higher percentage of an exemption.
In perpetuity, you also get a state income tax break, too. Although that made people go for the perpetuity.
It's a long time.
If tomorrow wasn't such a long time.
Okay, so you'll try, and Bernie said she'd like to go.
Okay.
And learn.
Yeah. You have Dave's contact information, right?
Probably just from the email.
Not a bad idea to, Rose, if we could submit everyone's cell phones, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So we can get in touch with one another. Except for Amy, because you don't have one.
I see nothing wrong with that.
I never said there was.
I've never once been interrupted in any aspect of my life by John Bailey on the phone.
Or hell.
Tomorrow's coming.
I have his home number. If you need it.
Oh.
Okay.
I changed that, by the way.
Thanks. You're blocking my number.
Yeah, just one. Just
okay.
One.
So I think we're set on that. Any other old news, new news?
No, except for some reason, along about right before Christmas, we got dumped on. I mean, what did we have? 12? We had six brand new cases.
A lot of cases.
12 cases that became reactivated. They had been dead for 2 or 3 years. It's like my office looks like, you know, I got stuff stacked up all over trying to work our way through it. Let's and engineering's still down 2 people. And they had another person who had to use up his sick time and vacation time before the end of the year, so he was off for 2.5 weeks. I've never seen it like this.
I'm curious about the tree. While we're just side business, is the Tree City designation going through? Do you know?
We submitted all the paperwork. They kicked it back. We had someone forgot to include the compost site in our application, which the value that they take in, the money that they take in, counts towards our amount of money that we spend per resident. So we meet all the requirements usually sometime around now, actually. Usually in January they let us know. So yeah, it'll be nice. And as I am pushing that program, I keep reminding Wayne and some of the other people who do grants that this, for a lot of grants, gets you an extra couple points that can be the difference between getting the grant and not getting the grant.
Right.
So yeah. So I'm hopeful. We've done it since 2019, 20, 21, 22, 23. We've applied 5 years and we've gotten it for the 5 years.
And also one last reminder that we you're willing to take recommendations to the town board for an additional member.
Yep.
Which we need one at this point.
Yep.
Unless you want to, are you sticking with us or talking about
planning? Yeah, I was talking about planning.
Okay.
But I don't know.
Don't do it.
Stay here.
Well, there wouldn't be an opening on planning unless someone meets their demise. But there wouldn't be an opening until next year. January.
And the term for which we're appointed is 2 years?
It's a two-year term.
Okay,
staggered, so there's...
Right, so there's some continuity.
Yeah, hopefully. The alternate, however, is every year.
Yep,
And the planning board's a 7-year term.
Okay.
Oh. Wow.
Anything else at all?
And you have to put up a security bond to be out of it.
Oh, yeah.
Do you take care of that personally?
Yeah, small bills.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else?
Yeah.
John? I'm canceling January meetings going.
Oh, we go through this problem every year about getting a quorum for the January meeting.
Depending on when the first falls.
Yeah, well... we go through this problem on a regular basis. And I thought maybe we just stop having a January meeting. The developers, I mean, Joe DeMarco, I don't think is going to be out pouring concrete in the next week or two. And it might prevent that problem because it's a lot of work trying to get that one date in early January that we can get a quorum, number one. Number two, it causes everybody in my office a lot of angst because we like to see this run smoothly, and when you don't have a quorum, it's not running smoothly.
Yeah. I mean, procedurally, if that's what you want to do, I don't, you know, that makes sense. Although this year was January 1st was a Monday, and it's a leap year this year, election year, so wouldn't it be a Wednesday? So we still have 6 days, but whatever. If you want to do that,
let me put together a motion for you guys to vote on. For February, I think it make life a lot easier.
And there's not a lot. I mean, you know, our agendas sort of tail off at the end of the year anyway.
Yeah.
But okay, yeah.
Okay.
Sounds good. Motion to adjourn. Bernie seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
We don't need subject to anyone else.
This one we can do ourselves.
Those who want to complain, please stay.
Yeah. All right. We'll go back to